Triple M Breakfast's NRL Wrap.
Hello, welcome to the first edition of Brisbane's NRL Wrap. It's a weekly look at what's happening in rugby league, or as it's officially pronounced, Peter.
Rugby league.
Thank you, around the River City. Coming up, we're going to check in with the NRL's leading point scorer, Jermaine Asako. A few problems up there at the Dolphins. It could be a bit of a rough trot ahead. So Jermaine will fill us in on that and how they're going to deal with the issues they've got going on, suspensions, etc. And Marto has been breaking down news regarding a major problem over the other side of town at the Broncos. Actually, speaking of the Broncos, their greatest ever point scorer, Corey Parker. He's up next. Do Broncos fans dare to dream the premiership drought is almost over?
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbane
as. Well, here he is right now.
Oh. Hello, Cos.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Can you tell us, does our producer bother you outside of work hours?
Yeah, he does. But as I said to Margo, you guys put a fair bit of shit on him, but he knows his stuff about rugby league. I quite enjoy talking to him about it.
You should see the smile on his face right now. This could be the proudest moment of his life, Cos. The fact that he's grown up watching you play footy and now you're effectively pals. Do you have to turn your phone off sometimes because of the flurry of texts when the Broncos are playing?
No, I won't shy away from the fact. As I said, I enjoy talking to him.
Good rugby league, bro. And that's fair enough. Well, Cos, are the Broncos a myth? Are they the real deal? Should they be potentially 5-0 up after tomorrow night?
Well, they should be 5-0 up against the Tigers. Tigers who haven't.
But is that who they are?
Yet.
Are they good enough?
This game last year was the start of the slide before the semi-finals. Mm. I mean, the Tigers were running last. They got the wooden spoon last year. They come up to Brisbane and they beat the Broncos. Now, the difference between the Broncos this year and last year is their defensive sort of structure. So it is a game that the Broncos need to be aware of because they're walking around at the moment, and I say this respectfully, with a swagger. And it's great to have a swagger because then that sort of demonstrates you've got confidence. But you need to identify how you got that swagger. So those little things that they've been doing really well in the first couple of weeks certainly put them in that position. Last week's game for mine against the Dolphins, now we all loved the game because it was close, etc., but it was probably their worst performance in regards to statistics and what they wanted to do. So they need to understand that. They only completed just a touch over 65% last week, which is not good enough. So I'm sure they'll be better. I'm sure they'll be aware of it because there was some pretty home truths last week.
Cos, you think about not just last week, the week before against the Dragons, they had these 10-minute periods. Both the last four or two games, they've had 10-minute periods where they've burst away from the opposition. They're not actually going all that well, are they?
Well, they're going well in the sense that they're winning games, Marto, so it's hard to sort of, you know, criticise, but they need to be aware of those little areas that you sort of touched on, and that's where the senior players come into play, so prevalent. You know, their defensive resolve, what they've put up this year, has been far better than last year. They're currently sitting number one best defensive team in the competition. Now, aside from scoring points, for mine, and it might be the boring side of rugby league, that's the most important.
Give something fans to be excited about, though, Cos. We are only four games in. You know, it's a long season ahead. But you would like to think Tigers, Raiders, Titans, the next three games they should seal the deal on. Their next tough game probably is going to be the Eels v Rabbitohs, then Manly. So they're the three potentially where it might actually test their ability and show us who they really are.
Well, that's spot on. I mean, theoretically, looking for the next month, and you sort of work in month or four-week blocks in regards to who you're playing. They should win every one of these games.
Yeah, so enjoy
it. If they're the real deal, like, you know, we're all sort of hoping, and I'm sure they are too, they need to look at this and really sort of knuckle down and get those games won because they're all very winnable games. And at the end of the year, no one remembers round six event, you know, against the Tigers or against the Titans. It all comes down to the end of the year. So they need to be professional about what they're doing. But again, I go back to those senior players and, you know, they've come a long way, that group.
Hey, can I refer back to that Battle of Brisbane lunch you attended and spoke at Gambaro's last week when you ruffled a few feathers, I believe, on the day when you said you were asked what Wayne was like and whether he was technical, and you said, "I've been coached by 5, 6, 7 coaches. He'd be the worst technical coach I've come across from a technical point of view."
Yeah.
Did you get into trouble for that?
Well, no, because, I mean, that's just my opinion, and I still stand by that. The one thing that they don't put into context when it goes to print, makes a headline and reads as though that Corey's off Wayne, etc. It's not the case. The things that work in rugby league 40 years ago will still work in rugby league 40 years' time. And they're the basic fundamentals that win games. Can't win the game without the ball. You can't win the game without effort. You can't win the game without working for your mate. They're the things that Wayne has built his whole career on. Now, that's what we're seeing now with the Dolphins, which is why we have seen such a successful start for them.
But technicalities like stats and run meters and game plans, etc. He employs other people to do that, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
It's like a business. When you've got a business, just because you're the CEO doesn't mean you're the smartest man in the room. It means the people that you have in and around you make you look better. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. If Wayne's got Christian Wolf, who's come off winning three premierships over in the Super League, he's put Tonga on the map. He's his right-hand man. He's doing all the hard, heavy lifting. But ultimately, it comes down to if the Dolphins go well, who gets the accolades?
Wayne
Bennett. Mm-hmm. So, that's where I was going with that. There's more than one way to skin a cat, so to speak.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Cos.
God, it's good talking to you.
Go the Bronx.
See you, guys. I don't think you realise what a great resource you have at home.
Snowy certainly realises it because he won't leave Corey alone.
Than you would be.
Probably.
Broncos and Dolphins are both playing tomorrow, and Adam Reynolds is on Triple M's Rush Hour this afternoon for the captain of the Broncos. It's Triple M.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Marto's thought on sport.
Now, just quickly, Roosters last night. Oh, let's just pretend the Lions game didn't occur.
What game? Okay?
Thank you.
The Roosters Eels game didn't occur either.
No,
Roosters. I tipped the Eels.
No,
you didn't.
I tipped the Eels.
No, you didn't.
We told you to tip the Roosters. We told you to.
Oh, geez, you're a clown. I've got yesterday's paper. I held it on yesterday. Go to my desk. It's on yesterday's paper.
I tipped the Eels.
No, you tipped the Roosters. Fair income. I looked at it this morning to see how you started. Snowy, get it off my desk.
Okay. That's good then. Let's talk about last night. Go to the Roosters.
How good? See, that's...
they came back, though. What was it, 28-20? It was like...
They were leading 28-6 or something.
8-6.
For ages.
They leaked some points.
Okay. You've really found a spring in your step now. You know you tipped the Roosters.
Well, I listened to it twice last night. I listened to it on the Triple M radio commentary. And then I listened to it on Fox because the boys were watching it in the car on the way home.
Margot Parker, what did she tip there?
Roosters.
Roosters.
Oh, yes. Go Roosters.
Corey Parker tipped the Eels. What would he know?
Oh, Corey tipped the Eels.
Well, we were sad together.
See how it affects people's moods if you tip the first game of the weekend.
We were so sad last night, Marto. Corey and I lamented in our poor tipping. We both suck.
Anthony Albanese tipped the Roosters too. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was something that happened during the game. You were driving home.
Yeah, we were listening to it on Triple M on the radio, but the boys were watching it in the back on the Fox, on the app on the phone. Oh. So I was getting two sets of commentary at the same time.
Oh, that's horrible.
It was awful.
Horrible. What I wanted to talk about was James Tedesco getting shoulder charged by Bailey Simonson, the winger bit in, and they didn't end up scoring the try through Tupou. Here's Triple M's take on it, and I'll go from there.
I think we're going to have a send-off here. I don't think it's 10. I think it's off. Bailey Simonson, so Tedesco comes off. I'm not sure we see him again, but obviously he can be replaced.
Teddy stayed on the ground for a long time after. Yeah. He's cat one. I don't see him coming back after that. He's got a nick on his nose as well.
He's wiped James Tedesco out of the game,
okay.
And he only gets 10.
Okay, let's discuss. See if you can pick a hole in this. Right, here's some help for your rugby league if you wanted it. Bailey Simonson, 10 in the bin. Mm. Off you go, mate.
See ya.
But about 12 minutes later, the news comes through that Tedesco's failed his HIA. By that stage, Bailey Simonson's back on the field, having finished his yellow card, his yellow card. But Teddy's not coming back.
Gone.
Australian captain, New South Wales captain, close to the top three players in the world.
Yep.
He's left the field. Yep. You got some numpty from Parramatta. He gets to go back on the field. I'm saying that at that point there, so he served his, and the Roosters took advantage. They scored a try while he was off. Well, they were down to 12 men. They're back to 13 men, but you go, listen, mate, you've just put one of the world's best players off the field and out of next week's game as well.
Jail?
You're going to have to... No, not jail.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Now, if they had a jail underneath the Sydney Football Stadium, that's where you'd leave them. That's what used to happen at the Coliseum.
Yeah, I've worked with you for long enough. I thought you were going with prison.
Have you been to the Coliseum? Do you know down below is where they kept them? No, they... Oh, my God, this is brilliant. At the Coliseum, they'd live... Oh, you've seen the movie. They live underneath the Coliseum in jail.
What movie?
That's not...
Gladiator.
You're
not entertained.
I haven't seen
Let's get back to Bailey Simonson. At that point, when they've ruled Teddy out... They should have immediately
ruled him out.
You're gone, but you get to replace him. So, because 13 on 12 is really shit, but 13 on, it needed to be 13 on 13, because that's when the Roosters won the game last night, when they were 13 on 12 for 10 minutes, two times 10 minutes. Are you into that one?
So it actually worked in our favour, though.
It helped the Roosters.
Yeah.
Are you as in you're a Rooster?
Well, I'm
a
Rooster now.
Because you
tipped
them in the stupid newspaper.
You just remembered it 3 minutes ago.
So what do you think?
No, I agree with you, Marto. I think if you've caused that team to lose a player and someone as valuable as Teddy,
you're
really trying to stamp it out, get rid of them.
Because otherwise you'll get coaches sending numpties onto the field going, just target that bloke. And they were targeting Teddy during the game.
Yeah. Yeah, so you are kind of, if you...
But you get to replace him.
Yeah, but if
he doesn't keep playing.
If you hit someone's head, you are then linked to them. So if they go off
for the
game, you go off for the game too.
And
so
your minimum, because now Tedesco can't play next week because of the 11-day stand down.
Yeah, the Roosters are disadvantaged.
Therefore, that bloke has to get at least, you're linked to his head injury until he gets
better. So he gets a week too.
Yeah, but he'll probably get four. So stiff shit to him.
0484101045.
What
maybe,
do you want?
Maybe, I don't know.
Our
thoughts on it. What do the people think? Let them speak.
So you've got three options.
Doesn't that seem logical?
Caused
it, you bugger off.
And there's consequence for every action.
Oh, it's spoken like a wonderful parent.
It's like Isaac Newton over here, huh? Every action, there's an equal option. So you've got three options. You go off for the game, you go off for as long as they're out for maybe the next game, or you get fed to a lion.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. They're Brisbaners.
Jermaine Asako, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad. What are you made of the season? The change of life? It must be so refreshing for you.
Yeah, it is, mate. It's, definitely enjoying my time here at the Dolphins and, makes it a lot better when you're winning games. The loss last week hurt, but, we'll move on to this week.
Jermaine, there was plenty of talk in the lead-up to, the Dolphins building a team. Oh, they don't have a playmaker. They haven't signed a great spine, this, that and the other. It's a lot of players who are either out of form, who are old, who can't get a contract somewhere else. There's something really special about Wayne Bennett and what he does for players who are in that position where they feel maybe they're on their last legs. Tell us a little bit about what it's been like for you, coming from, obviously, the Titans and the Broncos up to Redcliffe and the impact that Wayne has had on your career?
Yeah, well, obviously, the last couple of years, probably haven't been, playing the greatest footy, but, coming to the Dolphins, I knew, Wayne brought the best out of me in 2018 and, he was one of the main reasons I chose to stay at the Broncos.
What is it about him, Jermaine?
Oh, he seems to, obviously bring the best out of, his players. And
But how does he do it?
Oh, just the way he's approaches you, speaks to you. You just don't want to let that bloke down. Whenever you're given a task or been told to do something by him, you don't want to let him down.
Why not, Jermaine? What go a bit deeper?
Is he like your granddad?
Yeah. Why don't you want to let him down?
Well, often people say he puts his arms around players. Like, what does that mean? Does he physically actually put his arm around you and says, I've got your back. I'm going to look after you. I'll scratch yours. You scratch mine. Type of situation, or is it more his presence is really commanding, Jermaine?
Oh, I think it's a lot of those things. Like you said, he does comfort you a little bit in terms of what he says. But, at the same time, he definitely makes sure that you understand that, he's got your back and that he's got full belief in you to do a job for him. So, yeah.
Hey, I see the news yesterday. Oh, Jack White, and I'm going to throw myself on the open market, and everyone's going, "Oh, he'll go to the Dolphins." What do you reckon? I saw somebody put it forward that you guys are all so happy living at Redcliffe, which is a beautiful part of the world, especially around Newport and Scarborough, and the housing's not as expensive as where you could live everywhere else in the competition. You reckon that's one of the reasons a lot of the guys are going to the Dolphins because of what a wonderful place it is near where you train?
Yeah, I have no idea, bro, to be honest.
Well, are you up that way?
No, I was in Carrigan there. I'm in more Brisbane way.
Oh, Jesus, you're driving each day, righto.
South side to north side.
It's not that far, though. What is it, 40 minutes, Jermaine, to training?
Yeah, about 40, 45 minutes, yeah, which isn't too bad.
What did you hear about the Jack Whiten story? Anything to it?
No, I haven't actually been following it. I saw it on the paper this morning, so it'll be pretty interesting if he does look to try and come here. So,
Jermaine, you got the Dragons this weekend, and there's a bit of player unrest there. There's some coaching uncertainty. We don't know if Anthony Griffin's going to be there or not. You've coached. Did you play under Anthony Griffin when he was at the Broncos, or was that a bit before your time?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit before I came to the Broncos.
Does that have impact on you guys? You know, obviously they've got, you know, some stuff that they're working on down there, and they haven't had a great start to the season. Do you guys play into that because your culture is so great and you have such a great coach and inspiration in Wayne?
No, not really. I think, you know, this week we're a bit more focused on us and, you know, getting a few of the things that we got wrong last week right, you know, in our preparation. So, obviously there's a little bit of unrest at the Dragons at the moment, but obviously that won't affect our preparation. We'll be looking to, approach the game as we do each week and hopefully come away with the 2 points.
Hey, listen, for anyone doing their tipping, so Jerry Marshall-King's back at halfback at 9, which is a huge in, and Isaiah Katoa, your playmaker, he's playing halfback. Is that where we're at with Milford number 6?
I think Izzy will come in at the halfback role, and obviously Jeremy will come back to the hooker role. So, yeah.
Couple of injuries, Jermaine. Is that a concern for you guys? Obviously, Sean O'Sullivan's been huge for you guys, and then Tessie New with that knee. Cody Nikorima also injured last week, and obviously Felice Kafusa is still out for a couple of weeks. How do you feel those gaps?
Oh, look, we've got, you know, young talent within the team that, you know, Wayne obviously has trust in that'll come in and do a job. But, missing key players and key roles, certainly is, massive for us. But I have no doubt that the blokes that will come in this week will do a pretty good job for us. And, like I said, hopefully get the job done.
Well, if you need any more motivation, I've tipped you in my Courier Mail tipping this weekend.
No. Oh, that's a curse.
So get me the win, bud, all right? Tell the boys Margot Parker has tipped us, so we have to do it for her.
She's barely better than a coin flip at this stage, Jermaine, so you know.
Get the fins up, mate.
Yeah. So easy.
Dragons, Dolphins, Saturday, 4:30 p.m. on Triple M and the listener app. Mono, Margot and Dan
on Triple M. I don't like what I'm seeing at the Broncos. Dick on shoulder. You know I don't like this. I don't like it when they're celebrating, when they jump up and put their penis and man gear on another man's shoulder. You don't go playing rugby league to have other men rubbing their ghoulies after you score a try. Oh, I scored a try. Oh, what's that on my shoulder? Is that Reece Walsh's willy? Get off. It's only a matter of time before someone gets injured and there'll be a knee injury, and then there'll be, how did that happen? Oh, he jumped up and put his dick on my shoulder.
His bits, yes. His doodle.
It's, we know it's
that is reckless. And that needs to be wiped out
sexual
of the game.
Assault.
And
I'm sexual assault.
Boy, exactly. What's that to your ear? It's Reece Walsh's manhood.
Put in a report to HR.
It's definitely happening at the Rabbitohs.
My shoulders!
It's been going on at the Penrith Panthers. Jerome Luai's been doing it for ages. And Reece Walsh, you're better than that, mate.
Maybe
look, he's horizontal.
Maybe Gordy might stamp it out now that he's there.
Did you ever imagine
Gordon Willis's penis on your shoulder?
Did you ever see Shane Webb?
You would literally be like Latrell Mitchell.
Him Gordon Willis. The big Willis.
Did you ever see Shane Webkey's penis on another man's shoulder? No.
No, well, Shane couldn't jump.
No, did you ever see Petro Simon? Wow, that would have been a sign. Is that, what is that? Is that a fire? Anyway.
All right, you're on notice.
We've got to get that out. Out of league.
Yeah, okay.
No more penises on shoulders.
Okay.
All right.
Should we get the memo out? Get Peter Volandis?
Yes. Marto, Margot and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbane-ass.